Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the Labor Department reported today that employers added 151,000 jobs in August. That was fewer than expected, and fewer than were added in July and June. However, last month did mark the 78th straight month of job growth in the U.S. That is a record. Mike Regan is columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He's with us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the unemployment rate also held steady at 4.9% last month. But what do you make of this jobs report?
Well, I don't think 151,000 jobs is a terrible number. It's a pretty decent number. But as you pointed out, it was a letdown compared with July and June, when more than 270,000 jobs were added in both of those months. And it's less than what the experts had been expected. Among the economists that we survey, on average, they had estimated about 180,000 jobs. And we're looking for the unemployment rate to drop to about 4.8%. So it does look like a little bit of a cooling off, but you also have to remember not to read too much into a single month's worth of data like this, because the numbers can jump around a lot from month to month.
Well, and we also remember there were months back in the heart of the financial crisis where we were losing 800,000 jobs per month. I mentioned that this is the 78th straight month of job growth. So I guess depending on how you want to look at this, you could look at it and say, well, we're still creating more than 100,000 jobs a month.
It's true, yeah. That's obviously the glass half full approach to take at it. There is still this sort of sentiment that the employment market could be a bit stronger. Not all the jobs being added are high paying jobs. There's still about more than 6 million people working part-time jobs who would prefer to work full-time. They're just not getting the opportunities. And the labor participation rate is still very low, 62.8%. It's perked up a little bit in recent months, but still near the bottom of where it's been over the last 40 years.
What areas of the economy saw the strongest job growth last month, and which saw the weakest?
Well, bar and restaurant jobs increased very well, about 34,000 jobs added in the month and more than 300,000 over the past year. Other sectors, professional and technical services, even financial services and healthcare, all continue to show solid growth. On the downside, it's still that mining industry, which encompasses also energy jobs in this report, still continues to trend downward, a loss of about 4,000 jobs. And those industries have lost about 223,000 jobs, or 223,000 jobs, yeah, since 2014. Mm. So that's the one area where the weakness is continuing.
So what are we expecting from the Fed? They're going to meet later this month and decide whether or not to raise interest rates. What will this report mean for them?
There are some respected people, I'm thinking of Bill Gross, the famous bond fund manager for one, who believes that September could be a go, that these numbers are strong enough for them to increase interest rates. But those opinions are still in the minority. Most people don't believe they'll go in September. The thinking is that Janet Yellen would prefer to err on the side of keeping rates lower for longer than raising them too soon. And as far as the market odds, the trading in federal funds futures show about a 30% chance of a September, which is down slightly since the jobs report. And it looks like about a 60% chance of December, so possibly one hike by the end of the year.
That's Mike Regan, a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly on today's jobs report. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.